Romans chapter 16. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church that is in Cenchrea, in order that you may receive her in the Lord. Do this in a manner worthy of God's holy people, and provide her with whatever help she may need from you, for she has been a great help to many, and to myself as well. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risked their own lives. I give thanks to them, and not only I, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epaphras, my beloved, who is the first fruit of Asia to Christ. Greet Mary, who has labored hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and fellow prisoners. They are well known among the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my kinsman. Greet those of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, laborers in the Lord. Greet Persis, the beloved, who has labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nerus and his sister, and Olympus, and all God's holy people who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Now I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and stumbling contrary to the teaching that you have learned. Turn away from them, for people such as these do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own stomach. By their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the innocent. For your example of obedience reaches everyone. I rejoice, therefore, over you, but I want you to be wise as to that which is good, and innocent to that which is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, and Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who write this epistle down, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, the host for me, and for the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you, with Quartus, the brother. Now to him who is able to make you strong, according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that had been kept secret for long ages, but now has been revealed and made known through the prophetic writings to all nations, by the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be glory forever. Amen.